Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hey, I have a charge on my card for $67.32 and also for $5.74. I was just wondering what this was for.
Yes, ma'am, I'd be happy to help you. What's your zip code?
28125. I've got a reference number if that helps also.
Okay, I want to get your first and last name.
Bobby Watson. Get me a pen, Mo, please.
Okay. So an account is pulling up here. May you verify your shipping address?
My 670 Joe Rankin Road, Mount Olive, North Carolina, 28125.
Yes, ma'am. So one moment while I review the account. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do show here on October 28th, you did pay the $5.74 to enter our sweepstakes to win our KitchenAid. Yes, ma'am. So that KitchenAid, it came with a monthly membership where you are charged $67.32 each month, but in return you receive a $125 voucher, and also your chances of winning does increase.
Okay. I would like to cancel that. I was not aware of that information.
Okay, so I can get your membership canceled out. What account canceled?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I can get your account canceled out.
Okay, and reimburse the 6732.
I can see what we're able to credit you back. Yes, ma'am. So I have successfully gotten the account canceled out. So you don't have to worry about any future charges or any more vouchers being sent. And also, in regards to the $67.32, we are able to credit you a 35% refund.
Okay, why only 35%? There was nothing that said in that. It actually was supposed to be a $3 winning is how they reel you in for that.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. So it does state it before you even elect to put your card information in. It states it wouldn't in the terms and conditions. It's before you put it in, you have to elect the blue hyperlink, and even it is shown, you have to click the terms and conditions, and also it's located at the lower right hand of the screen, the terms and conditions of the sweepstakes, entry. And also we do send out a notification 2 days prior to us even charging to even verify the membership and even let you know again of the terms and conditions that you have, elected to once you entered. So with
Okay.
taking all of that into consideration and us sending out a voucher, I can put my information in. The most that we're able to do is a 50% refund.
Okay. Well,
Ma'am? Hold on, your phone is breaking up, so hello?
can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you now.
Okay. I said I did not receive anything 2 days after that October 29th transaction.
Yes, I'm showing here it was. I mean, I'm showing here it was sent on October the 30th. It was sent to the email that we do have on file, bj.watson@live.com.
Well, it may have gone to junk then if it did come through. If you can reimburse the 50% now and cancel the membership so I don't get charged anything more, then I'll be fine.
Yes, ma'am. So give me one moment. Okay, so yes, ma'am, I have successfully issued that 50% refund. Now, it does take 3 to 5 business days in order to reflect back on the account, but here's the confirmation number that the account was canceled out. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
C as in Charlie, 262-395-537.
And I'm sorry, your name again?
Quay. Q-U-A.
That's a nice name. Okay, Quay. I appreciate this. Is there anything further you need from me?
No, ma'am. Everything has been canceled out successfully, so everything is good on our end.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the customer support.
Bye.
Bye-bye.